Washington lawmakers have adjourned their 60-day session. The final gavels fell just after 10 Thursday night. At a post-adjournment news conference, Governor Jay Inslee praised lawmakers for what he called a long list of accomplishments.
From our kids, to our waters, to our voters, to our families with mental health care needs, to our taxpayers, there's been some real work done in this session, and I think people ought to realize it's been a very, very productive session in a short period of time, finishing on time.
But Inslee didn't get everything he wanted. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins looks back at the session.
If there was one thing Governor Inslee really wanted, it was a carbon tax. He devoted much of his State of the State speech back in January to the issue. He had a team of allies in the legislature work the issue hard, and a carbon tax bill did make it out of two Senate committees, but it went no further.
Well, it was an incredibly heavy lift. It's a transformational policy.
This is Democrat Reuven Carlisle, who sponsored the carbon tax bill in the state Senate. Even though it didn't pass, Carlisle says the issue isn't going away.
There will be, in my opinion, a price on carbon in this state in the next couple of years, and that it will either happen at the ballot box or it'll happen in the legislature, but we're going to move forward.
Republican Senator Doug Erickson had a very different take on the demise of the carbon tax.
Well, I think it's a win for the people of Washington State that an energy tax, tax on carbon, didn't pass. It would have been detrimental to working families and driven jobs out of Washington State.
Another high-profile issue that didn't pass was repeal of the death penalty. But it did pass off the Senate floor with a bipartisan vote. That's as far as it's ever gotten in modern times. Republican Maureen Walsh was the prime sponsor. She represents Walla Walla, where Washington's death row is located. Walsh says views are changing on capital punishment.
You know, it's a little like other issues we've had before us, you know, gay rights and gay marriage and other issues where people, I think, have just, you know, got to thinking a little more clearly about things and realize that, you know, it isn't going to be the end of the world.
The legislative session started out in January on a rather bipartisan note. Lawmakers reached agreement on a holdover issue from last year, a dispute over access to rural water. That paved the way for passage of a state construction budget. Republican Doug Erickson says that was the high point from his perspective.
After that, it was downhill for the people of Washington State here in Olympia. The Democrat Party definitely was not holding back. They had 5 years of pent-up, far-left legislation they wanted to pass, and they worked as hard as they could to pass a record number of bills, which most people think is not a good thing.
The list of what did pass is a mile long and a reflection of the fact that Democrats seized one-party control of Olympia this year. Several of the bills that passed have been Democratic priorities for years. They include a state voting rights act, a requirement that health insurance companies cover abortion, and a bill to require high-poverty schools to provide breakfast after the start of the school day. Standing in the Senate wings on the last night of the session, Senate Majority Leader Sharon Nelson acknowledged the power of one-party rule.
It allowed us to pass legislation that's been bottled up sometimes for 5 years, and in many cases that was bipartisan, like breakfast after the bell, which helps children who really need breakfast in school.
Other bills that gained some Republican support included a first-in-the-nation net neutrality bill, a ban on bump stocks, and a ban on salmon net pens. There were also bipartisan bills to address sexual harassment in the workplace. But there were plenty of times when Democrats went it alone, including on their update to the state's two-year budget. The budget contains a one-time property tax cut for next year and puts another nearly $1 billion towards teacher salaries, as required by the state Supreme Court. Currently, the state is in contempt of court over school funding and accruing a $100,000-a-day fine. House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan says he's confident this will satisfy the court.
I think this is the final action that will get us out of contempt with the court. But, you know, education funding will be an issue every year.
There was some drama as the clock ran out on the legislative session. A closely watched bill to raise the minimum age to buy a semi-automatic rifle failed to get a vote in either chamber, even though a similar bill passed the Republican-led Florida legislature this week. In the final hours, Democrats did approve a new police deadly force law designed to avoid a contentious ballot fight over the issue this fall. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.